Democrats take the House.
It's about checks and balances to the Trump administration.
Republicans widen Senate edge.
We need to keep delivering results.
Women make campaign 2018 headlines.
This is a historic night for us.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Democrats celebrate as the party seizes control of the House in the midterm election. Republicans increase their edge in the Senate. CBS's Nancy Cordes says campaign 2018 turned into a split decision, but the results are enough to change the political landscape in Washington.
Change came tonight.
It wasn't a tsunami, but the blue wave was big enough.
We want a better nation.
Democrats defeating moderate House Republicans in urban and suburban districts.
I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me tonight.
Nancy Pelosi, who lost the speakership in 2010 when her party lost control, will now seek to reclaim the gavel.
We will drain the swamp of dark interest money.
Democrats made health care their number one issue, and exit polls showed it was top of mind by far for voters, too, helping to drive up turnout across the country. But that turnout had a downside for several Senate Democrats up for re-election in Republican states.
Keep that fire burning.
Missouri's Claire McCaskill, Indiana's Joe Donnelly, and North Dakota's Heidi Heitkamp got swamped by GOP challengers. All three senators had opposed the president's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh.
Joe Manchin!
The only Senate Democrat to back Kavanaugh, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, did survive, but delivered this sharp rebuke to the commander-in-chief.
Mr. President, I want you to be president of the United States, not the divided states.
Well, President Trump plans to hold a news conference later this morning. His post-election spin on Twitter was of a big victory, and he renewed attacks on the media. CBS's Major Garrett.
President Trump described himself as ecstatic as he watched election returns at the White House with friends and family last night. One possible reason why: 42 of the candidates Mr. Trump endorsed actually won. Even so, as has been noted, House Republicans lost control of their majority. But that House Democratic majority to arrive in 2019, relatively small, putting a premium on Democratic unity at a time when the party is still struggling over its progressive versus centrist identity.
CBS News contributor Peter Mayer tells us the new House majority may put a certain kind of pressure on the president.
House Democrats hope to force Donald Trump to release his tax returns, and they're eyeing an IRS provision that says leaders of congressional tax writing committees have the power to seek those records. Now, Mr. Trump will absolutely fight Democratic efforts to expose information about his tax records, his wealth, business dealings, and any charitable contributions.
And correspondent Stephen Portnoy says the larger GOP edge in the Senate, which President Trump stumped hard for, figures to pay off over the next 2 years for the White House.
He may have lost the House, but with a larger GOP majority in the Senate, the president will have a bit more breathing room when it comes to getting his nominees confirmed. That could come in handy if, as expected, key administration posts become vacant in the not-too-distant future.
Well, plenty was made about the number of women on the midterm ballot. CBS's Vicky Barker looks at how they did.
Women winning in record numbers. Democratic Senator-elect Jackie Rosen calling the story of these midterms.
Women stepping up to lead, to take back our country and take back the agenda in Washington.
In New York's new Democratic Congresswoman, 29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It is a privilege and an honor to say that we have also elected the youngest woman in American history.
In several states, all the main candidates were women. A sign women across the political spectrum have been energized by the current political climate.
There were important election battles in several states that drew national attention. Florida and the Senate battle there, just one of them. But we begin in Missouri with CBS's Matt Piper.
Claire McCaskill's loss is a national victory for the GOP. She was one of 10 Democratic Senate incumbents up for re-election in states President Trump won.
Obviously, we fell short.
The man who defeated her, 38-year-old Josh Hawley, will be the youngest member of the Senate.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hundreds of Ted Cruz supporters at the Hilton Houston cheered in elation when they learned he won a second term.
The people of Texas rendered a verdict that we want a future with more jobs and more security and more freedom.
Cruz faced a competitive race against Democrat Beto O'Rourke, but eked out a win. Supporter Al Ramirez.
I was just very surprised how close it was.
I'm Peter King in Orlando.
Not bad for a kid who started out making $6 an hour.
Former Congressman Ron DeSantis replaces outgoing Governor Rick Scott, who's Florida's incoming U.S. Senator.
I didn't go to Tallahassee 8 years ago to be everybody's friend. I'm not going to D.C. to win a popularity contest. I'm going to D.C. to get something done.
Scott beat three-term Democrat Bill Nelson by just over half a point. DeSantis beat Democrat Andrew Gillum by just under a point.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. With the outcome of Georgia's gubernatorial election still in doubt, Democrat Stacey Abrams continues to paint her quest in historical terms.
In Georgia, civil rights has always been an act of will and a battle for our soul.
Republican Brian Kemp.
I promise to put people ahead of politics.
The Abrams campaign continues to say there will be a runoff election for Georgia governor, even though she trails Kemp by well over 100,000 votes.
Wisconsin's Republican incumbent, Governor Scott Walker, says he will not concede. Democrat Tony Evers has a narrow lead. Still no decision in Senate races in Montana and Arizona. Mitt Romney won his Senate race in Utah. CBS's Steve Futterman has a look at some of the ballot measures around the country.
Voters in 37 states had ballot measures to consider. Michigan became the first Midwestern state to legalize recreational marijuana, but a similar measure was defeated in North Dakota. Missouri approved the use of medical marijuana. In Massachusetts, voters rejected an attempt to cut back on transgender rights, including their use of bathrooms and locker rooms. Arkansas and Missouri raised their minimum wage, and in Florida, voters approved a measure phasing out greyhound racing.
The key to the House win by Democrats is thanks to important demographic groups. CBS's Anthony Mason has a look at the exit polls.
If we look at young voters, two-thirds voted for Democrats. That's actually an improvement of 13 points over 4 years ago. Two-thirds of Hispanic voters also went Democratic, and that's a 6% improvement over the 2014 midterms. And while we're looking at 2014, Democrats in that election lost independents, they lost white women, and they lost white college voters. But 4 years later, they've turned around and they've won all three of those groups. So a significant change there.
Well, the county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses in 2015 and went to jail for it, Kim Davis, was defeated in voting yesterday. And Colorado elected the country's first openly gay governor, Democrat Jared Polis. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.